American hostage Kayla Mueller. In an interview with BuzzFeed News on Tuesday, Obama said he deployed an entire operation to rescue the young Arizona woman. NBC is suspending nightly news anchor Brian Williams. The network released a memo Tuesday saying Williams is suspended for 6 months without pay. Lester Holt will continue to sub for Williams on NBC Nightly News. The record snowfall burying Boston is going to get deeper. Another foot of snow could fall in the region by the end of the week. The Boston area already received more than 70 inches of snow in the past 30 days. Three Muslim students are dead, and a 46-year-old man is charged with murder in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this Live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
School on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The State Department says it will comply with a federal judge's order to start a rolling release of Hillary Clinton's emails when she was Secretary of State.
U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras ordered the State Department to come up with a plan by next week for the release of...
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Senate is expected to pass a Republican-backed bill today that would expand the FBI's secret surveillance powers. It's in response to the mass shooting at an Orlando nightclub. It would broaden the type of telephone and internet records the FBI could request from companies like Verizon without a warrant. The Pentagon says North Korea fired two intermediate-range missiles on Wednesday morning. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero here to explain.
Both missiles were fired within hours of each other and fell into the Sea of Japan. South Korea's military said the second missile flew about 250 miles after the first launch failed. It's not certain if the second launch was considered a success or how the flight ended. After the first launch, Japan said it would protest it because it violated a United Nations resolution. Before the launches, Japan had put its military on alert. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And the Coast Guard searching for a father and his three teenage children whose sailboat went missing off Florida's Gulf Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake among a bipartisan group of senators pushing for a no-fly, no-buy law to deny the ability of anyone on the government's no-fly list to buy a gun without additional screening.
What you see here is an effort not to have a vote that will simply allow each party to use a cudgel to beat the other party with, but rather to have something that will actually pass.
Flake making those comments yesterday at a news conference on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump due to go on the attack against Hillary Clinton today.
Donald Trump plans to take on Hillary Clinton today in a speech in New York that will discuss the, quote, failed policies and bad judgment of crooked Hillary Clinton. Trump's speech comes a day after Clinton attacked his economic policies during a speech in Ohio.
You might think that because he has spent his life as a businessman, he'd be better prepared to handle the economy. Well, it turns out he's dangerous there, too.
I'm Joe Gomez.
And this is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Dangerous weather is coming to the Midwest today. Forecasters say damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail could hammer the upper Midwest. In the Southwest, the excessive heat warnings will remain in effect across Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. The city of Cleveland will celebrate a major sports title today, its first in 52 years. A victory parade and rally downtown is going to honor the Cavaliers for winning their first NBA championship. It's the first major sports championship for Cleveland since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. Twitter debuts a new app for social media stars. We get details from USA Radio's Tammy Rose.
Social media company Twitter has released a new app called Engage that allows a user to only see things that happen to their own account. It's built specifically for people or brands that have a large following. There are three different sections in the app: Engage, Understand, and Post. You could see only your own mentions or only reactions from elite verified users. There's no timeline, but you can access colorful graphs that show your likes, retweets, mentions, and impressions in real time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
And scientists will be watching the sky this morning for space garbage. A cargo ship full of trash from the International Space Station is supposed to plunge to Earth and disintegrate in the atmosphere in about 20 minutes. It's being monitored by researchers because not much is known about how objects break up in the atmosphere. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Today we're going to talk about everything related to design trends, what the design trends are, what's going on, what's it all about. People are asking me all the time, Rich, what's new? What's new? What's new? What's new? And that's what we're going to bring about today in today's edition of Modern Design. Okay, let's take a look at the weather today and see what the National Weather Service is telling us. Okay, currently we have fair skies and 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. If you could play hooky, it's a good beach day. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy, then chance of showers with a low of 57. On Thursday, thunderstorms are likely with a high of 76 degrees. On Thursday night, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 54. On Friday, we'll return to sunny skies with a high of 81. On Friday night, it's mostly clear with a low of 57. On Saturday, it will be a beautiful sunny Saturday with a high of 86. That's because I have to work. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low of 60. Beautiful evening. And on Sunday, we're going to have a high of 88 degrees and a beautiful sunny Sunday. So it looks like we're going to have mostly sunny Friday, mostly sunny Saturday, and sunny Sunday. So we're going to have a nice weekend this weekend. Good time to get out and enjoy some of the outdoors. My name is Richard Scuderi, and my show is called Modern Design here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. We come to you every Wednesday from 10 to 11 with a live show. Sometimes our show is somebody that I work with in the trade, whether it be Rugs, John from Rugs to Riches is someone I use a lot, or Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings and Wall Quest. We talk about different wallpapers or Rutgers Landscaping, the guys at Rutgers I use when I'm doing a landscape plan. Or sometimes we just talk about what's going on, what's new, what's innovative, what's trending, what's going on. And that's what I want today's topic to be about. Each week I do publish a blog on the internet. It's the Color Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com. And I talk about what's trending. I carry my phone with me, as we all do, and I use it as a camera. And when I see trends, I photograph them and then I publish them on the blog. And it's sort of, I think, it whets people's appetite. If they're looking to make a change or do something, they want to know what's happening. So what I did for this week's show is research, is I've got some of the best trade magazines that I have in the industry. And I looked around and I sort of highlighted the things that I wanted to talk about today and things that I see that I find attractive or new. And one of the things that I'm starting to see return again is the floor lamp. And I'm not exactly sure why the floor lamp is becoming more popular again, but it's a dramatic look. A lot of the newer homes today have recessed lighting or cans to have more light in. And a lot of the older homes I work on, they do want to put in recessed lighting or cans to add light to a space. I mean, one of the best things that you can do to any space is to add light. A good realtor who's been on the show before, Dave Salmon from Keller Williams Real Estate, said to me, and this is quite true, 100% of the people don't want a dark house. And that's pretty true. 100% of the people don't want a dark house. So lighting changes that. One of the best ways to do that is with hi-hats or cans that you can put on a dimmer. But in addition, lamp light or task light really is important. Lamp light creates ambiance that probably so much a hi-hat can't, even though being able to dim it makes a big difference. But people are nesting more, they're staying home, they're reading, and so on. And I'm seeing lots of floor lamps out there and good-looking floor lamps. I guess part of it also may be that people aren't doing things so matchy-matchy anymore. I do a lot of bedrooms where one of the sideboards will be a chest and the other sideboard will be a table. I do a lot of living rooms where one side will be a nest of tables, a stack of tables, and the other one will be maybe something else, a pedestal, a piece of furniture, or things that are unmatched. So sometimes a floor lamp works better with that, or maybe there's a floor lamp on one side and then a beautiful table on the other. I'm seeing really good-looking floor lamps. The drum shade, if you're not familiar with that, is sort of a round shade that's even. It doesn't slope. A big round drum shade is very popular now, and I'm seeing them in white, in tans, in light grays, and I'm seeing a lot of textures to the floor lamps now. I saw a floor lamp the other day that looked like burlap. The shade looked like burlap. Really nice, beautiful materials, big oversized drum fixture. And then I'm seeing a return to both mixed metals for the lamps, as well as for furniture in general. I'm seeing a return to a combination of using both silver and gold, and really a trend that I see gold finishes coming back again, strong actually, especially in the upper scale market. I'm seeing a lot of gold in finishes, and definitely, definitely very trendy right now to combine your finishes. Use a combination of shiny silvers and matte silvers, shiny silvers and matte gold, shiny golds and matte silver. The combination is quite nice. Another thing that I'm seeing as a trend is groupings, unusual groupings of furniture together. So what I mean by that is I've seen living rooms done in four chairs instead of having a couch. They don't use a couch at all. I see as a big trend, which I don't particularly care for, but I see as a big trend a return to sectionals, having a sectional in a space and then maybe an odd chair or something out. I'm not necessarily seeing symmetry in my groupings of furniture. I'll see people that have big rooms now, and they're doing two seating areas. And in one seating area, they may have two sofas facing each other. And another part of the seating area, they have a couple of chairs together. I'm also seeing as a trend in bedrooms, people putting pieces of furniture in their bedrooms to relax in. And not necessarily just in a seating area, but if they have a bed that does not have a footboard, I see a lot of people looking for benches at the edge of their bed more than ever, I think. I see people wanting two very small-scale chairs at the edge of their bed. Maybe there's a TV in front of that and they want to watch TV, or a place to rest, a love seat. I've done a love seat in front of a bed or on an angled wall in a bedroom. So I'm seeing seating arrangements change a lot. All right, so we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer full-time for the past 18 years. I have a shop right here in the heart of Flemington, New Jersey at the Flemington Circle. My address is 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I am in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile, and I share my space with John from Rugs to Riches. He's been in the Flemington area for over 30 years, and together we have about 2,500 square feet of space with everything from accessories and mirrors and small pieces of furniture, gift items, candles, and of course, tons of wonderful rugs and hardwood floor selections and everything related to your flooring needs as well. Come check us out. You can reach Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Book an appointment, come visit us, and we'd love to work with you. Okay, so the topic that we're talking about today is design trends, what I'm seeing as of halfway through the year. We are in June, and things that I see changing throughout the year. Again, I was saying before break, I'm seeing a lot of floor lamps, good-looking architectural floor lamps, metal bases. I see a lot of chrome out there. I see a lot of nickel still. I still see matte nickel out there. That's still popular. But I'm seeing a lot of gold reappearing, gold fixtures, gold. Not so much shiny gold like a brass, but more of a matte gold finish. And I'm seeing mixed metals. So if, let's say, there's a floor lamp out there, maybe the body will be gold and there will be some decorative element on it that's silver or chrome. So kind of nice to see gold coming back. There's a lot of warmth to gold, and in combination with silver, I think it's much more palatable. I think we got a time there that there was a little too much gold out there, but I like the combination of mixed metals. Again, the drum shade is very popular, and just the look of having a floor lamp in a room that's very architectural is something really interesting to look at. We talked a little bit about seating groups changing. We're not looking at so much the traditional sofa chair combination or sofa love seat and chair. We're seeing lots of different combinations. People taking spaces and putting four oversized chairs with a low coffee table as opposed to doing the traditional seating. We talked about bedrooms where people are putting furniture pieces in their bedroom even if they don't have a sitting room, which is another very popular thing to do. Some of the other things that I have noticed is people are not putting skirts on their furniture anymore. About 10 years ago, it was much more popular to put a skirt on the bottom of the furniture and to cover the legs. I never do furniture skirts anymore. We're seeing, even in a more formal setting, people doing legs on their furniture and exposing the legs, looking at the wood of the legs. And, you know, one of the things when you have several pieces of furniture in the space, let's say it is a sofa and a love seat or a sofa and two chairs, the legs don't have to match. You can do the legs for your sofa in a very dark brown, and you can do a lighter brown or a metal, or do a bun foot or a different type of leg. They don't have to match. But the architectural element of having feet on a piece of furniture has become increasingly popular. Also, I see trending are interesting shapes in coffee tables. I'm seeing a lot of unusual coffee tables and things that look different. I pulled today from Williams-Sonoma Home. Those of you know Williams-Sonoma, the kitchen store in the malls, they really have a nice selection. But many of you don't realize, because they don't have retail locations, that Williams-Sonoma also has a home store with wonderful, wonderful decorations. They advertise to the trade, so I get all their catalogs, and they're really on trend with what's happening, and a little bit more sophisticated, I think, than some of the other brands. So pulling the most recent one that I received here, again, I'm seeing, as we talked about, on trend, sofa pieces all with legs. I'm also seeing a coffee table that's quite interesting. It actually looks like a big piece of stone with some metal around the base, which is kind of unusual and interesting. I'm seeing a lot of very hard lines on furniture. Not subtlety here. I'm seeing very architectural lines. I'm seeing floor lamps in every page. In fact, in the catalog here, I see two beautiful floor lamps. One of them is done in actually a shiny gold and quite nice with a large metal base. And then I see another floor lamp here that looks almost like a tripod, and that's done in a chrome finish and has a beautiful sort of a warm white drum fixture, just as I was talking about. Also trending, I see are dining sets that are much more casual, and dining sets that have sort of a mixed look to them. In the example that I have here from Williams-Sonoma Home, they have a glass top table that has a metal base, and then they have chairs that are a modern version of a wicker. So you have a natural element of the wicker, which is quite nice looking and sort of a mid-tone. And then you have the metal and the glass, and they work together quite well. I'm doing that a lot. I was working on a project last week in South Orange, New Jersey. We had a very formal dining table that was just beautiful, hand-carved and quite oversized. And the chairs that we added to it are actually black. They're a black painted chair, and we reupholstered them in a royal blue geometric fabric. So you had the traditionalism of the table. And then you had the dark chairs, which kind of tied into an inlay that was in the table that had black. And then we picked a geometric pattern for the chairs. And it sounds sort of odd, but when the elements came together, they really did work quite well and made something that could look very, very traditional and stuffy look formal, but quite beautiful at the same time. Here's a trick. It's not necessarily a design trend, but there's something that you want to keep in mind. When you reupholster your dining room chairs, whether you upholster the seat or you upholster the whole chair, you never really want to do them in a solid fabric. Solid fabrics are not forgiving, and where you have people and food, there will be stains. It is inevitable. So I always upholster my chairs in a geometric or some sort of a forgiving pattern. And then I very much want to make sure that the pattern I do on the chair doesn't conflict with the pattern that I do on the rug. These days, we're doing a lot of simpler rugs. But in a dining room, I do like to do a rug that's a little bit more heavily patterned, because, again, there will be more food stains in any part of the house. So something to keep in mind. All right, so let's talk about some more design trends. I see navy blue, the color navy blue, stronger than ever. When I opened my store here in Flemington 2 years ago, I had to pick a color, and I wanted to start something new and fresh, and I decided to take navy blue. I have a 10-foot accent wall, and take it to a really rich navy blue, and then play off that with other colors. And 2 years later, I see navy blue being stronger than ever. All shades of blue in general, I'm seeing lots of teal and soft aqua blues, but navy blue in general, in conjunction with other colors, paired with other colors, I'm seeing all over the place. In this scenario, there's a bedroom, and the bed actually happens to be metal in this case, but the bedding is all done in shades of white and blue, very simple. Not as many pillows as there used to be out there. And then a metal table on one side and a piece of dark furniture on the other side. So again, I think what's trending, or what I see trending, is rooms that don't look like they're you bought everything at the same place. Things that have different elements and not necessarily symmetry on both sides of the bed. When I look at pillows here, decorative pillows, I'm seeing mostly shades of blues. Lots of natural elements. There's some palm fronds, some ferns, but lots of blues and greens. Blues and greens continue to be the colors that I'm seeing. And people are requesting, when I go into homes and we're working on master bedrooms and master baths, people always ask me for soothing colors. So blues and greens continue to trend. Gray to me is still out there, but starting to wane a little bit. The color gray is still popular, especially for painting exteriors of homes. It's a good neutral. But I see the blue, the over-the-top gray craze starting to wane just a little bit. And gray has changed a little bit. When gray first came on the scene, it was very strong, lots of charcoal and lots of blue grays. I'm seeing more of a brown gray, and I'm seeing a continued trend towards brown. People are starting to ask me for taupe and brown tones when working on their house, which is something that I'm just starting to see. And if they're picking a gray, they're trying to pick a brown gray. So that's something that I think that you can look at when you're doing your colors. The pattern of palm fronds, of the palm leaf, I'm starting to see in a lot of the fabrics. A lot of the fabric companies are sending me their catalogs, and I'm seeing lots of palms. So something else that's trending. Okay, we are going to go to another set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly. More with Modern Design here on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. My name is Rich Scuderi. If you'd like to reach me and talk to me offline about anything, many of you contact me via my email, come to my website, or do call me directly. You can always do and ask me your design questions or your design dilemmas. The phone number to reach me is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. We're talking today about design trends and things that I'm seeing out there halfway through 2016. And one of the things that I'm seeing a lot of, and I've talked about this on previous shows, is outdoor furniture. That outdoor furniture has become very sophisticated, very beautiful, and people are spending more money on their outdoor furniture and outdoor rugs and outdoor fans than ever and really decorating outside to the nines. And I see that as a big trend. I'm wondering if some of that is because the economy is not what it used to be, and people on the weekends that come, they want to just sort of relax in their own environment. Or perhaps we're all just getting a little bit spoiled and we want to make sure our outdoors is as comfortable as our indoors. But I'm seeing on trend here in a couple of the different trade magazines that I have about four of them here, really gorgeous patio furniture. Rooms that are set up like living rooms with an outdoor coffee table and weather approved accessories that don't even look like they're outdoor. Lots of sunbrella fabrics and beautiful outdoor rugs that you could put in your dining room and you wouldn't know the difference. Something else definitely that's trending is the outdoor stuff. I'm seeing orchids a lot. A lot of, whether they be faux orchids or live orchids, I'm seeing them as an accessory a lot. Orchids seem to be particularly popular. The other thing I see with plants is succulents, the different types of succulents. There's one that's called chicks and hens, and all different types of small succulents done in a bowl or a square planter box, those being used as accessories a lot. I'm also seeing a trend towards a lot of white in accessories. So instead of accessory being a bold color, as you would normally think, accessories just in a very simple, shocking white. Lots of temple jars in white, lots of ceramic bowls in white. And a lot of things done in white, a lot of pure white candles. Another thing that I noticed this year is white market umbrellas. Now, I don't know how practical a white market umbrella is going to be because it's exposed to the elements, and I think it's going to see dirt very quickly. But kind of pretty looking when you look at a patio scenario, and there's several umbrellas, and you have that crisp white for market umbrellas. Looks really nice. Black is a color that I'm seeing in outside decorating. Patio sets for outside done in black and black and white. That's sort of fresh looking. Still lots of grays when it comes to fabrics for outside. And some of the patterns that are still very popular if you're going to look for a geometric pattern. One is the classic Greek key pattern, which is sort of square and architectural. The trellis pattern that you're seeing all over the place, that sort of crisscross pattern, is very popular. ICAT continues to be out there as a fabric pattern that's popular. And, of course, again, palms, the look of a palm, but not necessarily in this particular, these set of pillows are done in palms, but the palms are done in gray and black, so not necessarily traditional colors. I'm also seeing in black and white scenarios, both inside and outside, pops of like a really nice peridot or citrus green. And that's something that I use a lot in my decorating, whether it be if I'm working in navies or if I'm working in sort of a rust tone or I'm working with blacks or grays. I love to pop it with that sort of citrus green, which is very nice. And almost every thing I looked at this week to bring on the show for trending, I'll see pops of citrus green, whether it be succulents in a bowl that brings that citrus green in, or if it's a bathroom, the accessory towels are done in a citrus or a lime green, or kitchen towels in a kitchen. They have white shaker cabinets, and you'll see lots of lime green in decorating. So something else that's trending also. Also orange. People are asking me for the color orange now. Both in their accessories and their fabrics. I had a young gentleman come to me yesterday, and they just moved into a new house, and he wanted to do his bedroom. And he said to me, I really want to work with orange. So I took him through a couple of different places that I had done before. And I had done in Ringo's, I had done this really nice contemporary orange bedroom. And what's kind of neat about orange is it does pair. It sounds like it's very limiting, but orange walls do pair with a lot of other colors. Orange and gray go terrifically together. Orange and black sounds sort of like Halloween, but orange and black go wonderful together. I did a headboard that was sort of a geometric, and it was black against these orange walls and shades of gray, and it was really pretty. Orange also pairs well with navy blue. Navy blue and orange are a really hot combination right now. And you add a little bit of like camel color and some silver with orange and blue and navy. They're a really rich combination. Orange also pairs well with all shades of green, particularly sort of gray greens or even citrus green. But orange and green also work well together. Orange and camel or tan or neutrals work well together. Orange and chocolate brown with a little bit of animal print work well together. So orange is a lot more versatile than people think. I'm also seeing a trend towards orange in outside. Within the past, I would say, 4 weeks, three women came to me, different women from different areas, and said they were going to repaint their front door because there is a trend now to really pop your front door with a non-traditional color. And three women, happened to be all women, that came in to see me, asked me if I could find them a shade of orange for their front door. And I'm seeing that a lot. People are looking for a really, even if they have a traditional house, they want sort of a shock or a pop at their front door. And in three cases, one, the house was charcoal gray. We did an orange front door. One, it was sort of a khaki color, and we did an orange front door. And I just did one recently that the house is a little bit non-traditional, and the front door is a single French door, and we added orange. I mean, there's not a lot of orange, but it brings something else to the table. So that's something that I think is very much trending right now. Okay, we're going to go to our news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Dangerous weather coming to the Midwest today. Forecasters say damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail could hammer the upper Midwest. In the Southwest, excessive heat warnings will remain in effect across Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. An Indiana teen is facing charges for allegedly trying to join ISIS. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Authorities say the 18-year-old was planning to fly to Morocco before traveling to ISIS-controlled territory. He was arrested by FBI agents in Indianapolis as he was about to get onto a bus to New York. If he's convicted, the teen could spend up to 20 years in prison. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump planning to fire back at Democratic rival Hillary Clinton today. He tweeted he'll make a big speech to discuss the, quote, failed policies and bad judgment of crooked Hillary Clinton. Clinton slamming Trump in a speech yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, business owners, what are you doing cash is tight, huh? Do you need funds but don't want to waste your time with the bank, filling out tons of paperwork and giving away your firstborn? Yeah, well, I have good news for you. All you gotta do is call NMC Business Funding Group. It's simple, fast, and 95% of all loans are approved. Bypass the bureaucracy and get the loan you need for expanding your business for any purpose, like new equipment, inventory expansion, cash flow, hey, even payroll. If you have an existing business, not a startup, call 800-279-7978. When you call, you'll quickly find out how you can get up to $1 million with no collateral, no upfront fees, and your credit rating is no problemo. Get the money you need in 2 to 3 days and approvals in 12 hours. Sweet. Call the NMC Business Funding Group now at 800-279-7978. Find out how you can get fast cash for your business. You can be approved in 12 hours, so call 800-279-7978. 800-279-7978.
A desperate search by the Coast Guard for a father and his three teenage children whose sailboat goes missing off Florida's Gulf Coast. The Coast Guard saying the sailboat carrying them was last seen Sunday morning off the coast about 25 miles south of Sarasota. An errant search has been launched for the missing family. Donald Trump says he doesn't get any credit for the lack of money he spent during his campaign.
When I spent less money than anybody else and won the primaries, like in New Hampshire, I spent $1 million and a certain opponent spent $8 million. And I won in a landslide. Nobody said, gee, he did it without spending the money.
Trump telling CBS this morning it's a good business practice. The likely GOP nominee says instead of raising funds for his campaign, he'd rather spend his own money. He adds he doesn't want to devote the rest of his life raising money from others. He says all the money that Hillary Clinton is raising is, quote, blood money. And former House Speaker Dennis Hastert heads to prison today. The 74-year-old serving a 15-month sentence after pleading guilty last year to banking violations. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Closing arguments begin later today in the copyright infringement trial involving Led Zeppelin's iconic song Stairway to Heaven. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
Testimony in the trial wrapping up on Tuesday in the L.A. courtroom where Zeppelin members Robert Plant and Jimmy Page testified that Plant came up with the music for Stairway while sitting in his English countryside mansion 45 years ago. The trial involves a lawsuit claiming the two stole the opening part of Stairway from the 1968 song Taurus by the band Spirit. Late Spirit guitarist-songwriter Randy Wolff had previously said Led Zeppelin opened for Spirit in Zeppelin's early days, where Page and Plant could very easily have heard the song when it was new. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frito-Lay is starting a Cheetos Museum, the company asking Cheeto lovers to participate in the online museum by submitting pictures of Cheetos that look like other objects. Frito-Lay says it's searching for the Mona Lisa of Cheetos. Says the 10 best submissions will be featured in the Ultimate Cheetos Art Collection. The 10 winners will also split $150,000 in prize money. Joan Rivers' belongings continuing to be auctioned off at Christie's. A live sale that includes the late comedian's famous jewels and her dog Spike's Tiffany dog bowl is being held today. An online auction featuring Rivers' designer handbags and gowns has been going on since last week. She died 2 years ago at 81 years old after complications during throat surgery. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design, and we're talking about design trends. I'm wondering how you guys feel about what's trending. Maybe you have some ideas for us. You have some questions. I'm going to open our phone lines now. If you'd like to reach us here in studio, we have about 20 minutes or so left in the broadcast. The phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Maybe some things that you see trending, some things when you go shopping that you see trending, or on television that you see trending in sets of houses, or you go to restaurants and you see something that's trending. Let's talk about it here in studio live. Okay, so we're getting back to other things that I see trending. And again, I'm going through some of my different magazines that I have here. I just brought a random mix of some of the better ones. Navy blue continues in all my stuff. I see navy blue and everything. I also see a lot less pigment on walls. In fact, the room I'm looking at right now is a beautiful room, but the walls are actually white, which I always tell you, no white walls. White is a trim color. This room is a beautiful room, but would be 10 times prettier if we had a pale khaki color on the walls. Lots of texture. This particular room is a living room with very high ceilings. It has a sofa, a very modern-looking sofa on one side. And the other side has two chairs with very straight up and down arms. That sort of track arm continues to be in style. Remember, for the longest time, arms of sofas were huge and very round, exactly the opposite. A lot of these sofas that I look at now are very pretty looking, that have this sort of track arm or a very high straight arm, but they don't look comfortable. They probably are, but they don't look very comfortable. And this living room has that on both pieces. Also, lots of very simple fabrics on both the chairs and the sofas that I see. Lots of things with texture, but not patterning. You're not seeing patterning on sofas or chairs even for that much, but seeing it in pillows, which I always think is a very good thing. Even back starting in the early 90s, I always tell people, don't buy a floral sofa, don't buy a striped sofa, don't buy a ticking sofa, don't buy a paisley sofa. Buy a neutral color sofa and then accessorize with different pillows. It really extends the life of your sofa when, you know, because it goes out of style so quickly. And you want to get a good 10, 15 years out of your sofa, if not more, and keeping it neutral is a good way to do that. Okay, looks like we're getting a text here. I do have a question from someone who is saying to me here online, do you feel that berries and pink colors are also returning in design? I've been looking at a lot of things and seeing lots of pink. You know what? You kind of stole my thunder on that. I am seeing pink coming out. Shades of coral. Now, I don't know if it's trending now because it's summertime, but lots of I'm seeing lots of corals and pinks now starting to be introduced. In fact, if I go to the Restoration Hardware catalog here, There's a whole set of bedding. There's a Restoration Hardware teen catalog. And I would say the first 50% of the catalog features lots of grays and whites, but pops of pink. Everything from a very, very pale sort of a fleshy tone pink to a sort of a really bold coral color. And I'm seeing pink in returning in bedrooms, particularly in bedrooms I see it returning, but as accessories even in living rooms. When I go to the section where they have draperies, I see really pretty draperies that are done in a basic white, but they have a sort of like a fleshy pink geometric pattern and a real sophisticated pink, not a sort of a syrupy or a baby pink, and lots of bedding in pink. So that was very good and something that I guess people are seeing out there. Call us, you know, call in if you want to text or you want to call in. Call us here live in studio. It's 1044. We'll be on the air until 1058. Let us know what you see trending here on Modern Design. Okay, some of the other stuff that I'm seeing is groupings of artwork. I'm seeing a lot of that now. Still seeing people doing like one large piece as far as artwork, but I'm seeing a lot of things that resemble more of a gallery, and even things like over a living room or a family room sofa, instead of one big piece of art, I'm seeing a lot of different size pieces of art and then putting them together in a grouping. And the example that I have here, the commonality of all the pieces is that there's some blue in all of the pieces, but one is framed in a nice white frame, one is done in a silver frame, some of them are portrait, some of them are landscape, some of them are framed, some of them are frameless. But the commonality of the group is that the color of blue is in a little bit in each one of them. And when they're put together, they sort of have a nice, interesting geometric shape. And that's one of the things that I say to people all the time. You really have to, when you put a room together, it could seem like it's right, but it has to really look right. And sometimes when you play with different objects, whether it be accessories or artwork, you come up with a better combination. Sometimes things don't even have to be exactly even for them to work. For example, I was working in someone else's house last week, and they had artwork. And typically, if you're going to put artwork in a room, you want to center it. And in this case, because the focal point was the chandelier that was slightly off-center, we went with the visual of the chandelier and did the artwork to reflect where the chandelier was in the room and not center of the room. So you really have to, in design, it's not necessarily just mathematically correct. Sometimes you have to go with what the visual in the room is, and it just has to feel right. So something to keep in mind. And that goes with hanging artwork. A lot of people hang their artwork too high. I see that all the time. But at the same time, you have to feel right when you come into the room. I happen to be 6'2", so I tend to hang my artwork probably a little bit higher than somebody who's 5'2". But that being said, really before you put your pictures up and you create a grouping, do what I do. Template it. Go ahead and invest in a couple of rolls of that blue painter's tape. Get the sizes of your pictures that you're going to put up in a grouping, and then put the tape around where they're going to be, and stand back and look at it. Template first, and then create a beautiful grouping. You'll probably move those tape frames around 3 or 4 times before you actually get it right, but it'll be so worth it when the artwork goes up. So definitely something else that's continuing to trend. I see 4 pictures together a lot, particularly over a bed. That's something I'm seeing a lot, whether it be that they're alongside each other or in a grid. I'm seeing 4 pictures that are connected. The beach theme, I think, our coastal decorating, is also trending. Many of the rooms I see, both when I go to showrooms, when I look online, when I go to House or some of the different websites, or many of the trade magazines, whether all the elements in the room have sort of a coastal look to them or none, I always see the incorporation of shells, and lately in particular, coral. People are starting to have little statues that are made of coral, and sometimes they're white, sometimes they're the color of coral, sometimes they're dark navy. So coastal decorating and things of the sea continue to trend and be very popular. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Keep in mind that if you do miss our live show on Wednesday from 10 to 11, the following day, 24 hours later, it is available up on the website. All our podcasts, since we started our show, are up there, so you can go anytime. You can listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it in your car. You just need to go to iHeartRadio or go to the site when you're home and download our podcasts. Sometimes I do that. I'll go to make sure I don't repeat shows, and I'll listen to some of our podcasts and kind of fun to do and interesting and costs no money. So a good way to get educated on design before you go out there is listen to some of our podcasts of Modern Design. Okay, we're talking about design trends. Our phone lines are still open if you want to call in. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. A design trend that I see reemerging, and it's not for everyone, but accessorizing with pops of bright yellow. And I'm seeing that a lot. I always say that yellow and gray are a really good synergy. I have somebody whose house I'm working at today, and he is having me do his deck over. Some of the things that I do besides design are somewhat related in my business is maintenance. So I do a lot of power washing of houses on the outside, window cleaning, deck repair, painting decks, staining them, things of that nature. That's all part of the business when you have relationships with people, because maintenance is a part of owning a home as well. So in this particular client's case, I'm power washing the deck today, but they're changing the color. And the body of the house in this house in Morris County is yellow with nice white trim. And their deck has been sort of a red color, and they want to change it to a brown. And I was saying, instead of doing a brown, I know you want to go darker, why don't you try gray? I always think that yellow and gray have a really nice synergy together. And in general, I like gray for an outside color, because when you think about cedar, when you think about wood aging and getting softer, it sort of goes to a beautiful soft gray tone. So I always think that gray is great for outside, gray for siding, for fencing. I did a house about 7 years ago in Flemington, and they were going to do a lot of fencing around the house, and the lot is very flat and even, and they were going to do white fencing, and I said, you know what, don't do white fencing. It's just too much of a statement. too sharp, too much of a statement, because the lot is very straight and it's farmland, you're going to have this big white rectangular box. Instead of painting it white, the picket's white, why don't you do a soft weathered gray? And boy, was that a good call. It really worked with the house. It also worked well with the landscape. So in this scenario that I'm looking at here is a living room done, and it has pops. The sofa's white. Lots of white sofas, too. Man, I'm seeing lots of white sofas. I guess you're not allowed to sit on sofas again, but a lot of white sofas. And then I see two chairs on either side that are sort of a charcoal gray leather, look really nice, a very pretty coffee table. And then this room has pops of yellow. There's one really gorgeous pillow that's geometric, that's done in sort of a bright sort of mustard yellow. And then there's some there's a sofa table behind, and that has a pop. There's a ceramic temple jar, and that's done in a really nice mustard yellow. And then the there's a plant, a live tree in the living room, and the pot again is that element of the really bright mustard yellow. So this soft gray and white room that doesn't have much color going on has those three elements that really tie it in together, because almost all of it is neutral. And then for accessories, there's some live flowers in a glass container, and they're in yellow, and they soften it a little bit. And some of the books have yellow on the coffee table, have yellow in the bindings. And finally, there's an area rug, a very soft-looking area rug that's in sort of an ICAT design, and that's a combination of soft gray and yellow. And the room is really beautiful. Gray and yellow are definitely a very popular design trend. Gray and yellow is a good color for bedrooms, I think, too. Even if you don't do your master in yellow, gray and yellow make a great guest room color, because they're sort of gender neutral. They're not necessarily masculine or feminine. They sort of are a good combination. So I would definitely try gray and yellow. Another thing that I see continuing to trend is pendant fixtures. Pendant fixtures in kitchens over islands. Lots of pendants and lots of choices out there. If you go to the Capital website, Capital Lighting is a resource I continue to use a lot. They have lots of different options for pendants. And pendant lighting, I think I'm seeing a lot of clear glass pendants where you see the bulb, and that's another thing that's definitely trending. I'm still seeing seated glass or glass that's not necessarily sort of has sort of texture to it or looks old, but lots of pendant fixtures that are clear glass with very interesting shapes where you see the bulb, which is something that really looks very modern. Faux fur as an accessory, whether it be a pillow or whether it be a throw, I'm seeing a lot of that in decorating. And sharp-looking things. As I said in the beginning of the broadcast, none of the rooms I looked at were very soft-looking. Everything has a very architectural 1950s kind of glamorous style to it, and I think that's what I'm also seeing trending in wall coverings. A lot of the wall coverings I've been getting in or looking at have some sheen to them, whether it be for a powder room or a dining room. I'm seeing lots of sheen or bling sometimes when the reps come in from the different fabric and wall coverings. They said the look is sort of bling, a little bit of shiny, a little bit of glamorous. So definitely something that's very much trending. Again, lots of rooms. I went to about four different resources for today's broadcast. Lots of gray and yellow. Lots of gray with citrus green. Definitely pops of brown coming back. I have a feeling that this fall we're going to see a lot of animal print. I think the return of animal print, but done maybe a little bit different than before, much more modern. I purchased a picture for somebody the other day, and it was an abstract of a zebra, and it was sort of brown and white stripes, and it was just a part of the zebra that you saw. Really pretty. It went into a library room with a brown sofa, brown leather sofa, and a glass coffee table with some chrome legs. And it was kind of modern looking, but I think animal print for the fall, not now. We're going to see a lot of still a coastal decorating and coral and so on. But when the fall hits, I think that brown trend is going to continue, and we're going to see a lot of brown and animal prints and those colors together. All right, well, we've come to the end of another segment of Modern Design. Please join me each Wednesday live from 10 to 11 and support our show. We're going to have some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks, so please stay tuned to our program. I appreciate you all listening. Thanks, and have a great day.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Dangerous weather coming to the Midwest today. Forecasters say damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail could hammer the upper Midwest. In the Southwest, excessive heat warnings will remain in effect across Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. An Indiana teen is facing charges for allegedly trying to join ISIS. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Authorities say the 18-year-old was planning to fly to Morocco before traveling to ISIS-controlled territory. He was arrested by FBI agents in Indianapolis as he was about to get onto a bus to New York. If he's convicted, the teen could spend up to 20 years in prison. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump planning to fire back at Democratic rival Hillary Clinton today. He tweeted he'll make a big speech to discuss the